if you do, then the legislature will ask the Attorney General and
testifier one. Testifier two.
Hi, this is Amanda calling in from the LAO for a sound check.
Okay, hey, sorry about that, Amanda.
Can you copy me?
Doug, I'm doing the sound check. Thank you.
Okay, you're going to go ahead and
testifier
do it.
One.
That sounds great.
Testifier two.
Yep, I can hear that.
Microphone number eight.
That sounds good.
Microphone number seven.
That sounds good.
Microphone number six.
Good.
Microphone number five.
That's good.
All right, we are good to go. Thank you, Amanda.
Yep, have a good meeting. Thanks.
Can you hear us, Doug?
Okay, great. Y'all, you got a copy of the Anchorage?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, good. You heard me? Good quality?
Yep, it sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to just check this other mic. Okay? Mic sound check, 1, 2, 3.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Dana. Appreciate it.
Can you do that last one again?
Yes, check mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, check mic check.
Sounds good, thank you.
Okay, you got it.
Your line is
Hey, can you hear us?
Are you talking to Juno?
Okay, I've got.
Hey, no, Doug, I'm talking to Ed here on Teams.
I've got my microphone on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little quiet, Ed.
I don't usually hear that.
Let's try that one more time, Ed. Can you just speak to your mic real fast?
Test 1, 2, 3.
A little quiet, but he's all the way up. Or over the screen. If it's a little quiet, you're all the way up. Yeah, unless he really needs to. Yeah, it's mic right here.
Hey, Ed, sorry for the bait and switch. We're going to actually just have you call in via phone number. I'm going to text it to you right now. It's going to be better audio for our people joining via telephone across the state. So
sounds
I'm going to text you the phone number. You can just use that.
Okay, thank you.
Hello. This is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, and with me today is Carol Beecher, who's the Director of the Division of Elections, and Kelly Howell, who's my Chief of Staff. Today's meeting is a public hearing for ballot measure 23 AMLS, and today is the September the 24th, 2024, Tuesday. So what I'd like to do is read the ballot summary now, and then we will get started. This is a little bit long, so bear with me. An act increasing the minimum wage, requiring paid sick leave, and prohibiting mandatory meetings about religious or political issues. This act would increase the minimum wage to $13 per hour in 2025, $14 per hour in 2026, and $15 per hour in 2027. The minimum wage would increase with inflation after that. The minimum wage would always be at least $2 above the federal minimum wage. This act would also require paid sick leave for many employees. Smaller employers would allow 40 or more hours of sick leave per year. Larger employers would allow 56 or more hours. Sick leave would carry over to the next year. This act would prohibit employers from making their employees attend meetings about religious or political issues. These issues include whether or not to join or support a religious, political, or labor organization. Some employers would be exempt, and all employers could still communicate about issues required by law or related to the workplace. Should this initiative become law? This initiative is set to appear on the ballot for the upcoming November 5th, 2024 general election. And today we will be hearing from both the initiative sponsor as well as a group representative that is opposing this measure. The public will then be allowed to call in for the remainder of the hearing to leave public testimony. I would like to note that the initiative is different than legislation that is brought through the public process in the legislature. The initiative that you'll be hearing about today will be on the general election ballot this November as is. Unlike legislation that is debated in the legislature, this initiative cannot be amended or altered. Additional information pertaining to this initiative, such as the proposed bill, the ballot summary, and the cost estimate, can be found in the attached section of the public notice as well as on the Division of Election website. So for this hearing to properly begin, what we are going to do is have a statement of support from the sponsor of the initiative, and then we will have a statement of opposition, and then we will go to the teleconference line and start accepting public testimony, and we will do that until 12 o'clock noon. And again, for the record, today is the 24th, Monday, the 23rd. I said the wrong date the first time, I apologize. Monday the 23rd, and we've started at 10 o'clock. So if I could ask the person that has the statement of support to please come forward and introduce yourself.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kevin Groh. I'm the campaign manager for the Yes on One for Better Jobs campaign. May I begin?
Please.
Thank you so much to Alaskans tuning in across the state, to Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom and all the legislative and state staff members who have put this on, and for giving me the opportunity to be here and for Alaskans to hear about this important initiative and policy. I would like to use some simple slides to quickly introduce the policies of this ballot initiative, but I want to let folks know if you are calling in via phone and won't be able to see the slides today, don't worry, I will be covering all the important info. As an introduction to this ballot initiative, ballot measure one will be voted on in November and would allow workers in Alaska to earn paid sick leave, would gradually raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by July 1st of 2027, and would protect Alaskans from being forced to attend employer-sponsored political or religious meetings unrelated to their jobs. So the first thing this ballot initiative would do, would it would gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2027 and tie it to inflation going forward. Right now, a minimum wage full-time worker in Alaska makes less than $25,000 a year, making it basically impossible to cover the basics, like food and housing. And approximately 23,600 Alaskan children currently live in households supported by workers who make less than $15 an hour and who would directly benefit from this policy. Ballot Initiative 1, Ballot Measure 1, would also allow workers to earn up to 40 or 56 hours of paid sick leave per year, depending on the size of their employer. Workers deserve the time they need to take care of themselves when sick or their sick kid without facing the prospect of losing a day's paycheck. But 1 in 4 Alaskan workers currently do not have a single paid sick day and can face an impossible choice between their paycheck and their family's health. Sending a sick child to school risks making them sicker and infecting others. And going to work sick risks spreading illness to coworkers, customers, and beyond. Missing a paycheck when you don't have a single day of paid sick leave can mean having to choose between paying for food and paying the rent for far too many Alaskans. Thirdly, this initiative would prohibit employers from forcing employees to participate in employer-sponsored meetings regarding religious or political matters unrelated to their jobs. Alaskan workers deserve that freedom from their boss's political point of view in the workplace. Ballot Measure 1 is currently supported by more than 120 businesses in Alaska in the growing Alaska Business for Better Jobs Coalition, including a wide range of small businesses across the state, the Alaska Black Chamber of Commerce, and the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. This ballot measure would create a stronger, more resilient, and more inclusive economy for our state, raising the minimum wage and enabling workers to earn paid sick time will boost consumer spending at local businesses, reduce costly employee turnover, increase productivity, strengthen customer service, improve health and safety for our communities and employees, and help businesses and communities thrive across the state. Increasing the minimum wage will provide an economic boost to low-wage workers without hurting employment in Alaska. Concerns that raising the minimum wage hurts low-wage workers have been consistently shown to be not true by high-quality research again and again. A study of 21 city-level minimum wage increases across the country found that they raise wages with little to no effect on the number of jobs. So, in conclusion, why vote yes on ballot measure 1? Fair wages and benefits make our communities, economy, and state stronger. Working families drive the economy. When they can afford to buy basics and get sick or take care of their sick kid without having to lose a day's pay, Alaska is stronger. These policies are urgently needed and will make a real difference in the lives of hardworking Alaska families. Ballot Measure 1 is good for our economy, it's good for working families, and when working families are strong, Alaska is strong. Please join us in voting yes on Ballot Measure 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for your testimony. We also have Ed Flanagan online, who's invited testimony on this topic.
I never did get the phone number. I don't know if you can hear me, Lieutenant Governor. This is Ed Flanagan.
I can hear you. If you can yell it a little louder, it'd be better.
Okay, I will do that. I'm very good at that. Thank you. just briefly to follow up on Kevin's presentation, this measure will help approximately, by the time it's through its course in 2027, nearly 10% of Alaska workers. And these are the 10% of Alaska workers that need it the most. as we all know, wages are considerably higher in the last few years, and many industries that normally pay, like seafood processing, at the minimum wage or maybe 25 cents above are now paying as much as $17, $18 to start, is what I'm told out in Dutch Harbor. But we're still leaving behind 10% of Alaskan workers in the increased prices and inflation of the last few years. Our minimum wage, even though it is indexed to inflation, it is not sufficient and needs once again to be revised. Just real quickly, some information on the number of people affected. That 10% is 16,000 Alaskan workers by 2027 would get directly impacted, because they would be making, at the time that it went to 15, less than 15. There's also about 15,000 indirectly, because employers have been proven and shown that wages tick up just, you know, within a buck or 10% of whatever the minimum wage level is set to. So that's where the other 4.6, 4.7% comes from. But again, we're affecting 30,800 workers who really need the help. These minimum wage earners, or near minimum wage earners, are 55% women. 35% of them are minorities, people of color, Alaska Natives. 78% are 20 years or older. They're not teenagers. And 19% of them are parents. The sick leave provision, we're not plowing new ground here. 7 states already have it. Washington and Oregon have had it for a number of years. And got to remember, we're also the lowest minimum wage on the West Coast. As we scramble for more workers, our primary market is usually the West Coast states, California, Oregon, and Washington. We need to stay competitive. So I'll just leave it at that, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak about this important initiative.
Thank you, Ed, for your testimony. We will now have a statement of opposition. If you could come forward and identify yourself and affiliation, please.
Hi, good morning. My name is Katie Capozzi, and I serve as the President and CEO of the Alaska Chamber of Commerce, and I appreciate the opportunity to provide a brief statement about why the Chamber believes Ballot Measure 1 is harmful to businesses of all sizes, but small businesses in particular, and why it should be defeated. The Alaska Chamber has more than 700 members, and we represent businesses of all industries and sizes, from Ketchikan to Ukiavik. Our mission is to promote a healthy business environment in Alaska. Ballot Measure 1 is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and it will lead to an increase on the cost of doing business in Alaska, which will be passed on to all Alaskans. While much of the focus has been placed on one single provision, that is the minimum wage increase, there are other elements written into this measure that cause concern and confusion. The required paid sick leave provision may be well-intentioned, but it does not take into account the unique circumstances of small businesses that are the backbone of Alaska's economy, from small tour operators in Southeast Alaska to contractors on the North Slope. Words matter, and clear definitions in law matter, especially when it comes to employment law. Unfortunately, the vague and broad language littered throughout this section leave more questions than answers. Alaskans weren't asked to weigh in and offer their input while this ballot measure was being drafted. In fact, it's unclear who actually wrote the ballot measure and why. What we do know is that it's being funded by shadow dark money organizations outside the state of Alaska. You need to look no further than the top 3 contributors listed on the proponent's website. They are large organizations from Washington, D.C. and New York. They are the same groups attempting to pass identical laws in other states across the country. Do they understand what it's like to be a small tour operator in a community like Sitka or Haines with a 95-day window to earn enough income to pay overhead and personnel costs for the year? Do they understand how this poorly written measure will impact scheduling of slope workers for the support of our oil and gas industry? Did they talk to these employers while drafting the measure? No, they did not. If they would have asked, perhaps Alaskan employers could have provided input that might have made the measure feasible, or at least legally durable. As with all ballot measures, and you pointed this out, Lieutenant Governor, we aren't given the choice to make tweaks to the language. The public's not allowed to weigh in through the public process, through committee process. We either must vote the whole thing up or the whole thing down. Given the questions that can't be answered in this process, and the certainty of unintended consequences that will follow if it passes. We lost the chambers opposed to ballot measure one, and we encourage all Alaskans to consider what this will mean to their bottom line should it pass. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony. We are now going to go to the teleconference line, and we are accepting a public testimony. And I would like to state that we are going to limit all public testimony to 2 minutes. Kelly's going to keep the timer. And obviously, if somebody's in the middle of a sentence, I'll try to be as polite as possible and allow that sentence to be finished. But please, let's be respectful of the time. And so first up, let me back up for a minute. Do I have anyone in the room here who wishes to testify? All right, thank you. I apologize for not doing that. First up, we have Mike Coons, who is in the Palmer LIO. Are you with us, Mike?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Do you hear me well?
Yes, please identify yourself and affiliation, and you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Mike Coons from Palmer, and I'm speaking for myself. I strongly oppose ballot measure one for the following reasons. This will harm small and medium businesses just like it is in California. This is not California. If small business owners want to pay more, that is up to them as they wish and as their business model dictates. I worked as a kid for a small men's clothing store. I was the only employee. If this was in place, I would not have gotten a summer job. This harms young boys and girls who want a part-time or summer job. The sick leave is another non-starter. Again, businesses can do so on their own, but the boys and girls getting part-time or summer jobs don't need the hours since those parents don't have them on their health care insurance. They do have them on their health care insurance. The person who spoke for inferred that this will allow an employee to take sick leave if a child is sick. That is not the reason for sick leave. Like ranked choice voting, this is a multi-page initiative, and most voters will be just as confused by the language as was RCV, if the average voter even reads in the election booth. Lastly, I'm a retired citizen. Bidenomics is already harming us in buying groceries, etc. This will harm seniors and retirees even more. I call on all voters to vote no on ballot measure one. Thank you for my opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Coons, for your testimony. Next, we have Kenny Peterson. Are you with us, Kenny?
Hi. This is Kenny. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to testify. Can you hear me okay?
Please get a little closer to your microphone.
Okay. Yeah, this is Kenny Peterson. And I have the distinct honor of having, well, I don't know if I think maybe others have done it too, but when I was in college, I signed up for an economics class. For some reason, I thought that taking an honors economic class would be important, but I failed that class and had to take it again. So I've taken 2 economic classes, and the main thing I remember is a big debate we had about minimum wages about 30 years ago. What I learned from it was that everyone thinks that minimum wages will increase the benefit for those receiving the higher wage. What they taught us in economics class is that after minimum wages are in place, prices go up, and the very people we're trying to help become harmed after the minimum wages go up. We've seen that in other areas where they put in minimum wages, and we hear about that down in Seattle and other places where the prices have gone up following minimum wages. And so I just wanted to make sure that as we consider this, we also consider the economic impact that will follow. That when we think that prices and the wages will make things better for the workers, that immediately thereafter the prices will go up and they'll be about the same, and everyone else will start not benefiting as well. And so I recommend that we don't do this, and the reason for it is that we need to have lower wages for people entering the job force and higher wages. If we're seeking a livable wage, it's much higher than this. I've heard lately $22, $27. It used to be $18 before COVID. And so I don't believe that we're going to get anywhere near a living wage is what we really want. And so in the case of a minimum wage, I think that we should keep it lower so that prices won't go up and that the people who are trying to benefit will not receive the ultimate benefit from it. Thank you for letting me testify.
Mr. Peterson, thank you for your testimony. We do have a couple of people online who are in listening mode, and that's perfectly fine. Next, we have Steve Adams. Steve, if you're with us, could you identify yourself and your affiliation? Steve, can you hear me? All right, well, we will wait. This hearing is going to go on until 12, and so we're going to be here to take testimony when anyone comes in or to the room or calls in. Steve, I don't know if you're on mute or not, but if you would like to testify, it is your turn. Steve, can you unmute your phone on your end? Can you give that a try? All right, well, we will continue to wait for any and all public testimony that comes in. We want to be available. Mr. Adams, are you with us? Apparently there's some phone glitches somewhere, but I'm assured that there's not muted on this end. Jean Murray is online from Anchorage. Jean, do you wish to testify?
Oh, only to comment that when we, whether we vote yes or no, but particularly yes, do not expect it to cure everything, because it will be, if employers have to pay more, they will charge more for their services, or they will choose to go out of business. Now, that doesn't mean I'm against it. I'm just saying don't be surprised and complain about the cost of living. It's a given, and we seem to ignore the reality of what we want. You're not going to solve everything. And, of course, everybody wants to be paid more. That's it.
Jean, thank you for your testimony today. If anyone has just joined in, we're going to continue to wait and respect the statute that is in law about having this time available for Alaska citizens to testify for or against this ballot measure. And so we will wait and see if anyone comes in or calls in. It is 10:29 on Monday, the 23rd, and we do not have anyone online or in the room wishing to testify. So why don't we take a 10-minute at ease, and then we'll all still be in the room, and then we'll come back and unmute the microphones and proceed from there. So we'll take a 10-minute at ease. Thank you. Hello, this is Nancy Dahlstrom, Lieutenant Governor of the State of Alaska, and it is 10:40, and so let's come back online for our public hearing. We do have someone online who has called in. Ruth Ewig, are you there? I show Ruth calling in from Fairbanks. Are you muted, Ruth? All right, I'm showing Ruth online, but not hearing anything. Steve Adams, are you there? By chance, did you dial in again? All right, we will continue to hope that you're able to hear from them. I have an Ella Lanier online from Valdez. Ella, are you with us?
I am.
Could you please state your full name and your affiliation, and then you've got 2 minutes, so go ahead.
All right. My full name is Ella Lanier, a resident voting in Valdez, Alaska, and I am a GOP member and a MAGA supporter and a retired teacher of over 25 years and a caregiver of over 10 years.
Great. If you have testimony, we would like to hear it.
Oh, now. Okay. All right. I am calling in to state my objection to ranked choice voting, which I find to be complicated, difficult to understand, and it dilutes.
Ella, this is the Lieutenant Governor. I don't want to cut you off, but the ranked choice voting initiative is going to be heard this afternoon from 2 to 4. Right now, we're on ballot measure number one, which is the act increasing the minimum wage. Do you wish to testify on that, or would you like to call back at 2?
Well, I'll call back at 2, but what is the minimum wage in Alaska? I don't even know that. I should. I'm ignorant.
Well,
hello?
I don't have time to read the entire ballot.
I understand.
Right,
I understand.
Now.
Okay. I won't comment on that because I'm not prepared, so I'll call back at 2 o'clock your time. I am calling in where I am in North Carolina right this moment, and I will call back at 2 o'clock your time.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
So anyone that's listening and would like to call in Anchorage, the number is 907-563. 39085. If you are in Juneau, the number is 907-586-9085. And if you are anywhere else in the state and would like to call in toll-free, the number is 844-586-9085. We welcome any and all comments on ballot measure one. anyone that's listening, we will continue to wait here in the hearing room at the Anchorage Legislative Office. And those that are online, the lines are open, and we are happy and ready to take your testimony. It's 10:46. Why don't we go ahead and at ease until 11 o'clock, and that way people will have a chance to call in and be in the queue or come into the room. We will continue to be here. Our microphones will just be muted. Again, I will tell you the call-in numbers. Toll-free, you can dial in at 844-586-9085. If you're in Anchorage, it's 907-563-9085. And anyone in Juneau, 907-586-9085. And again, we are taking public testimony on ballot measure number one. So we will at ease until 11 o'clock. Thank you. Hello, this is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, and we are back online. We are here in the Anchorage LIO for the public hearings on ballot measure number one, and we do have some folks who have called in, and so I'd like to start with that list. The first on that list is Michael Miller from Eagle River. Michael, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name and your affiliation, and you have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Michael Miller, Jr., as far as affiliation, you're looking for a political party, or I'm not associated with anything. I'm just calling as
okay.
an individual.
That's great.
Okay. This particular measure doesn't make much sense, especially in the economic times that we're in right now. The effects of raising a minimum wage affects the businesses in a detrimental way. They're going to abide by the law as if it's passed, and therefore they'll raise their prices of whatever product they're selling. If they don't do that, they'll cut the hours of the workers that are having to work at a higher wage, or they'll fire or lay off people. If it gets bad enough, and depends on what the business is, they'll go to automation and replace all workers so that they're not subjected to the higher wages that it would cost them. Businesses have a financial bottom line that they don't cross because they won't make a profit. If this tries to cut into that, they're going to adjust their business and market plan to take care of it. And if it gets totally too bad, then they'll just go out of business. So a higher minimum wage just does absolutely nobody any good. And the government, by a law, should not be restricting or trying to control the business plan of private businesses.
Michael, thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Carrie Fristo. Carrie, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Please state your name for the record and proceed. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, Carrie Fristo. I'm one of the owners of Blacksheep Brewing Company in Fairbanks, Alaska. And as a small business owner, I know that when you treat people the right way, they provide better service, and they stay with you longer. I'm in support of this, and paying at least $15 an hour and providing at least 5 days of paid sick leave per year for full-time workers is smart business. It helps you attract committed employees and build a stable foundation for the long-term success of your business. And raising the minimum wage will boost consumer spending at local businesses across Alaska. And we have found this to be true for our business. We have great employee retention. We do offer higher starting wages and paid sick leave already. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Carrie. Next, we have David Leslie from Fairbanks. David, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name and proceed. You have 2 minutes.
I'm David Leslie in Fairbanks. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I am in support of ballot measure one. My first job when I was 16 years old was working for the Yukon Quest, and they paid me $10 an hour. That was 20 years ago, and you can definitely not survive on $10 an hour nowadays. Although not providing sick leave, I heard someone say that it's parents, that kids don't, sick leave is not for parents, but kids do not get sick leave, and it's unconscionable to tell someone they must choose between paying rent or buying food and the health of their child. Also, many companies force workers into anti-union meetings, which is, even though unionizing is our right, so we need to stop allowing businesses to tell people to not have their rights. And just both big corporations and small businesses have shown time and time again they will do whatever possible to make themselves get more profit. So we need laws to increase to make them do the right thing. Inflation is going to keep going up, and we can't tell workers to stay poor to deal with that. We must deal with the corporate greed and money hoarding going on by the wealthy in our country. And just in general, we need to support workers' rights and also forcing people into religious meetings. I'm queer and Native. Christian churches have done so many terrible things to all of us, and forcing workers to be basically abused by religion in order to keep a paycheck is also unconscionable. This needs to pass. This is the best thing for everyone, especially marginalized communities in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, David. Next in line, we have Heidi Heinrich. Heidi, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I am My name is Heidi Heinrich. I am a co-owner of Lucky Wishbone and Kindred Spirits Coffee in Anchorage, Alaska. As a small business owner and not a large, greedy corporate entity, the idea of a $15 minimum wage is frightening. In Alaska, we are without a tip credit, and very few people make less than minimum wage. In our case here at the Lucky Wishbone, our few minimum wage employees are our top earners. They make more money than professionals with college degrees. I will tell you, we will have no option but to raise our prices exponentially. Mom and pops are already struggling to make payroll, to pay for goods, and to keep our doors open. These past few years since COVID have been extremely difficult, and navigating those things have put businesses already on a perilous precipice. I don't know what the word I want to use is, but on the possibility of losing our businesses and not being able to keep our doors open. I am against this measure because I believe that in Alaska, very few people make minimum wage. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Heidi. Next, we have Jamie Rodriguez. Jamie, are you with us?
Hi, I'm Jamie Rodriguez. I'm calling from Anchorage. I'm a 30-year teacher, public school teacher, now retired. And in my 30 years, I've seen all manner of family situations and student situations as they graduated and grew up and so forth. And I have to say that I support the minimum wage being updated for inflation because it means a roof over someone's head. Rents are going up hugely, dramatically. Food on their table, purchasing power in general, being able to get health care, medical care, health care, keep their car running and so forth, keep a car running properly so they can get to work. It's really a case that when in this case many do well, then our communities do well because they can turn around and they have some purchasing power to keep other businesses in operation and so forth. It's just the right thing to do. It's very impossible for people to live below the minimum wage line. You can't even have housing. You have to couch surf or get in with parents and stuff, go back home, not always available. So I completely support. Anyway, thank you for hearing today. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Jamie, thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Janine Jabe. Janine, are you with us?
Yeah, hi there. I'm Janine Jabe from Hope, Alaska.
Thank you. Please proceed. You have two minutes.
Thank you. I own a small seasonal business, and we employ about 17 people for 5 months out of the year. We have some great staff, and we see thousands of travelers and Alaskans come through our property. If this bill passes, we would likely be looking at some pretty major and very devastating cuts to our small business. We simply could never afford 56 hours of paid sick leave for all of our employees. There's simply no possible way. Our employees are paid competitively. We provide free housing. We help fly them here if they're coming in from out of state. We bring in a lot of young Alaskans. They're paid very competitively. But raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, I'm less concerned about. It's really that sick leave that could be totally devastating to our company. That's where I oppose this measure, simply because I would hate to see my business and many like mine have to either completely close our doors or make some very difficult decisions that could really, really hurt the hospitality industry at large and certainly our small companies.
Janine, thank you for your testimony today. Do we have anyone else online? If you are listening and would like to call in, the number in Anchorage is 907-563-9085. Toll-free number is 844-586-9085. And in the Juneau area, it's 907-586-9085. We will be here until noon and would love to add your testimony, pro or con, to the record. With nobody online, it's 11:09. Let's take an at ease until 11:20 and see if we have any callers or any folks that come into the room to testify. So we're at ease until 11:20. Thank you. It's 11:18. We're just a few minutes early, but let's come back online as there are two folks who have called in. Again, for the record, this is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, and it's Monday, September 23rd, and we are here for the purpose of Alaskans to be able to express their opinion, pro or con, on ballot measure number one. Derek Jabe, you're next in the queue. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Please proceed, and you have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, I am calling in on ballot measure one. I'm calling in opposed to it. I live in Hope, and I run a business, both in restaurant and hospitality, cabin rentals. And, you know, I just really don't like the part where it's mandating sick leave. Anytime there's a mandate for a business to pay their employees while they're not working, you know, outside of investment plans and things like that, you know, for full-time employees, it just doesn't make sense. And especially in my industry, which is what I would speak towards, is my industry's full, in all of Alaska, full of seasonal workers, full of part-time workers, full of workers that are here working lots of hours for 4 months at a time, and then they're done, and that's all that they can make for the year. Businesses and workers, and it doesn't make any sense to pay somebody to leave the business and not work in a setting like that. It just makes no sense. It would make us increase our prices. It would make us be very uncompetitive with the next company that's, honestly, they're going to start paying people under the table. And that's what happens when laws are unreasonable or uncompetitive, is it really pushes people to start doing it in ways that are, at that point, not legal. So I would strongly suggest to take at least that verbiage off. The minimum wage at 15 or the incremental increases to 15, that's fine. Everybody's paid more than that anyway if they're in a competitive company, which is not an issue for us. But I really do not like the sick leave portion of this.
Thank you, Derek. Next in the queue is Mike Kenny. Mike, are you with me?
I am, Lieutenant Governor.
Please identify yourself, and you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Mike Kenny. I live in Anchorage. I've worked in Alaska, worked in Alaska since 1970. I've had a lot of experience working out of urban Alaska and Prudhoe Bay and Chicka Island, et cetera, et cetera. I am strongly in favor of the minimum wage being lifted. I also understand the need for sick leave. I've worked, like you say, construction. And the last thing that most people want to do is take some time off to lollygag. If you're losing hours, and like the previous testifier said, there isn't that many hours in some industries. I am for the need for sick leave if a person gets sick and is unable to work. I've worked in many places where employers, in order to evade unionization, hired high-gluten anti-law firms and had captive meetings in which their employers were harangued and propagandized as to their, to be non-union. I know this isn't of non-union. This is political or religious views, but I do believe that they should not be able to have forced meetings to broadcast their political or religious views. But I thank you very much for the opportunity to give my opinion, and good day.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you and everyone that's called in to put their opinion on record. It's important. I do not have anyone in the queue right now waiting to testify. If you're in the Anchorage area, the number is 907-563-9085. Statewide, you can dial toll-free 844-586-9085. And if you're in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. It's 11:25. We are going to be here until noon, giving folks the opportunity to testify in person or to call in wherever you are in the state of Alaska or in the country for that matter. Again, it's 11:25 on Monday, September the 23rd. We will go at ease for 10 minutes or until someone calls in to testify. So we are at ease. Thank you. All right, we are back online. It's the 23rd. This is Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom, and we do have a caller, Clinton Powell. Clinton, if you could identify yourself, and you've got 2 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Clinton Powell. I live in Anchorage in House District 10. That's the Ocean View neighborhood area. And very briefly, I wanted to call in about ballot measure one. Just read about it, and my number one thing is to look for common sense legislation. This is common sense legislation. I urge you to push this forward, and my support is behind ballot measure number one. So do you have any questions for me?
Well, the purpose of this hearing, Clinton, is for us just to be in listening mode. So I appreciate you calling in and offering your opinion, and it's on record.
Very good.
Now.
Thank you. I just wanted to keep it brief and say that. That's all.
Thanks so much. So it's 11:30. Let's go at ease again until we have another caller or one of our citizens comes into the room to testify. We're at ease. Thank you. We're going to go back online. We have a testifier. It's 11:33. Dana, are you with me?
Yes, this is Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Yes, hi.
Please identify yourself, and then you've got 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Dana Walukowicz. I am live in Anchorage, Alaska. I am an owner of a small business, King Street Brewing Company. and I am going on record as opposing this ballot measure one. As a small business, I have had a lot of difficulty obtaining employees, and as much as I'd like to ensure that employees are fairly and appropriately compensated, I don't think the increasing the minimum wage is going to help with that. I have recently put out a job vacancy announcement for our number of kitchen staff positions. All are much in excess of the minimum wage requirements. I usually start the wages at $18 per hour plus 401k plus a share of the revenue that goes directly into their paychecks every couple of weeks. But I am concerned, and even putting out those job vacancy announcements, I get very few applicants, and many of the applicants are just underqualified. I just need people who have worked in kitchens and can get the ServSafe cards for health and safety purposes. I think by adding additional costs, including vacation time to that, is just going to be a burden to employees. What we really need to do is to get work programs and develop our workforce so that we have more confident people entering the workforce. Right now, there is just nobody out there who is willing to work 40 hours a week and have the skills necessary to do a lot of the jobs that are necessary in the hospitality and food and beverage service. I feel that this is just going to add a lot of cost to the small businesses and cause a lot of damage. I know that if this went through, this measure went through, I would probably close my kitchen, and I'd have to lay off five staff I have working there now. I just cannot bear the additional costs of vacation at this point. If we did have confident employees and workforce out there, I would love to keep increasing wages, but we just don't have it out there at that time. I appreciate it. I appreciate the thoughts, and I would take any questions as a small businessman, small business person, if you guys have any questions. Thank you.
Dana, thank you for your testimony. I appreciate it. All right, we will go at ease again. It's 11:37 until we have any other callers that may be calling in or folks coming in to testify. So we are at ease. Thank you. We are back online. This is the Lieutenant Governor speaking, Nancy Dahlstrom, and it's the 23rd, and we are here for the purpose of public comment on ballot measure one. And I have a Rebecca Owens in the queue. Rebecca, are you with me?
I am, yes.
Please state your name and testify. You have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Absolutely. My name is Rebecca Owens, and I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I work for a private corporation that does use a punitive sick policy. So my coworkers and I are penalized for using our earned sick leave. This ballot measure is incredibly important to us because, you know, this is an earned benefit, and unfortunately, working in a public-facing company, we're exposed to illness. But we also spread illness, and it's counterproductive to be penalized for using that sick time when we need to use it. Additionally, our pay is well under minimum wage, and by upping the minimum wage, it can really potentially improve the quality of life for a lot of my coworkers. That being said, this is very important to myself and my family, so thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Rebecca. We will go offline again. I should say at ease, not offline. It is 11:44, and we're going to take an at ease until we have any additional callers. This meeting is going to go until 12 o'clock today. So if anyone wishes to call statewide, the toll-free number is 844-586-9085. If you're in the Anchorage area, it's 907-563-9085. And in the Juneau area, 907-586-9085. We would be happy to hear your statement, pro or con, on ballot measure number one. We are back online. It's 11:54. We're going to wait just a few more minutes until 12 o'clock, but we want to allow for anybody that might be rushing over or calling in on a break. Hearing is scheduled till 12 o'clock, and we will be back tomorrow also for another opportunity on this same ballot measure from 10 to 12. If you're in Anchorage, the number is 907-563-9085. The Juneau area, 907-586-9085. And anywhere Alaska, toll-free, 844-586-9085. I'd like to thank those who called into the hearing today and those who came into the Anchorage LIO and the other LIOs around the state to testify. I would also like to thank the Legislative Affairs Agency staff here in Anchorage and statewide for their assistance in having this hearing run smoothly. We appreciate them very much. All parties have spoken, and today's hearing on Citizens Initiative 23 AMLS is now adjourned, and we will have another opportunity tomorrow. Same time, same phone numbers, and anybody in the Anchorage area will be here at the Anchorage LIO from 10 to 12 o'clock, and we will be happy to take your testimony on ballot measure 1, which is, again, it's number 23 AMLS, if you wish to check that out online. This is Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom. It's September 23rd. It's officially 12:01, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Your host is exiting the conference.